This is Stephen Ladd, and I'd like to say hello and goodbye, not only as an R&I disc jockey, but as a very proud Australian, proud that I've been able to be part of so many people's lives during the past 2 months. And I sincerely hope that I may have brought a little more happiness into every one of their lives and yours throughout my programs. I'd also hope that in some way we at Radio Nordsee have helped to foster friendly relations between peoples of Europe and the free world. To all those listeners who have written to me and have not heard their names, I do apologize, but your letters have certainly been of great encouragement. To the disc jockeys, the crew, and especially to the peoples of Holland who have looked after me so well, I thank you.
But now we hear from one of our youngest disc jockeys, the youngest, that is, who's been with us so far, and that's Dave Rogers.
Thank you very much, Andy. Well, although I've only been on the Meebo 2 for about 5 days, I've already begun to feel the happy, carefree sound of Radio North Sea International. I'd like to thank all regular listeners to R&I for supporting the station over the past 9 months, especially when things weren't going too well. After this morning, the North Sea is going to seem very, very empty. Maybe, sometime, someday, we'll be back. Until then, goodbye and God bless.
Thank you, David.
Hello, this is Alan West for the last time on Radio North Sea International. Well, as usual, I'm lost for words, but I want to say that I feel it is very sad that we are closing now. We have achieved more on this station than any of the other offshore stations, and given time, we could have achieved far more. In summing up, I feel proud of this station and proud of the people I've worked with. We've been through a lot together and come out smiling, and I'm sure we'll all come out smiling from this. All of the announcers on R&I have a great future ahead of them, and I wish them well. Thank you to Mr. Bollier and Mr. Meister and to everyone around me for all the encouragement, and thank you for your support. Goodbye.
I would like to say best wishes to all my friends and to all the people that made my appearance on R&I possible. I would also like to thank all the people that have helped me while I have been out here. That is Andy Archer, Mark Wesley, Spangles Muldoon, Alan West, Carl Mitchell, Mike Lindsay, Stephen Land, and our newcomer David Rogers. I have really enjoyed my stay out here, and although it has been short, it has been immense fun, and I regret to go. But I hope I've been able to bring happiness and music to all the listeners on R&I. God bless and goodbye from me, Mike Ross.
Before we move on to Spangles' goodbyes and also my own, there are several people that I think we ought to thank. Captain Onus and his crew of the Meebo 2, the cook, the steward, the engineers and the sailors, Captain Harteveld and his crew, Kurt, the engineer, and also Claude, also King Kong, one of our best-loved crew members and who at present is in hospital. So good morning to you, King Kong. To Connie, to Meebo in Zurich, to Eva, our secretary in Zurich, to Captain Tom, who's braved the worst of weather to get supplies out to us, to Bill Scadden for his help off the English coast, to the shipping agent in Scheveningen, Mr. De Ruyter, to all the people at the Grand Hotel, to the Free Radio Association, and to the Campaign for Independent Broadcasting, to Rodney Collins of Record Mirror and David Hughes of Disc and Music Echo for their excellent coverage. May we thank you all. It's a pleasure now to introduce a dear friend from the days of Radio Caroline, Spangles Muldoon, who's been a good friend for 2.5, 3 years, and he's been an excellent broadcaster out here on Radio North Sea. So give a listen now to Spangles.
Thank you, Andy. It's difficult to know what to say at a time like this, but I'm sure most of you are faithful listeners to R&I and love the station as much as I do. After the close down of all the other offshore stations, R&I has been a pleasant surprise to all of us. I sincerely hope you have enjoyed all the programs brought to you by R&I during the last 9 months, and of course my own lunchtime programs. Also, being an engineer, sometimes it has been difficult getting enough sleep, but regardless, I've always remained happy and enjoyed doing my shows on R&I. As station manager, I would like to thank all the disc jockeys for working hard and always putting on the very best of shows. And finally, all the other engineers for working hard day and night, sometimes in the very worst of weather. All that remains for me to say, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million, take care, and bye-bye.